Welcome to The Dream Show. I'm Jane Theresa Anderson, and this is episode 199, and it's also the beginning of a new year. If you're listening to this in real time, it's the 5th of January, 2018, so Happy New Year! And my guest on the show today is Anna from Norway, and as you'll hear when you listen to Anna's dream, there's references to, amongst other things, gingerbread houses. Now, I know we're past Christmas and the gingerbread houses in her dreams actually have nothing to do with Christmas, but I just thought I'd make that connection because also in Anna's dream, there are lots of eggs. Now, eggs are often new beginnings, aren't they? You lay an egg and something grows from it, and it's a happy new year now. So even though actually we made this recording way back in November, it's actually November when I'm recording this, I'm just thinking to myself, this is a really interesting dream, you know, gingerbread houses for Christmas, eggs for New Year, this show's coming out in the New Year. Of course, her dream has got nothing to do with Christmas, nothing to do with New Year, and everything to do with all sorts of things that affect many of us, so I know you'll enjoy it. How do I know this? Because if you've listened to The Dream Show, you'll know that the formula is that as a guest, you come on the show, well, actually, we Skype you or we phone you, and I have no idea what the dream is until we begin recording. So obviously, we've already done that, and now we've come back to the beginning of the show so I can add this bit on. So I know that you're going to love listening to Anna's dreams and that you're going to get lots of tips about dream interpretation and lots of things to think about, particularly thinking about overcoming blocks in your life. We all have blocks in our lives, and this is one of the things that Anna's dream addresses. So just before we go to listen to Anna's dream, a little reminder of the websites. If you haven't been to my website for a while, it's janetheresa.com. That's Theresa without an H. At the website, you can read hundreds of blogs that I've written. You can look at my books and ebooks. You can do online courses. If you haven't looked at the online courses, go to janetheresa.com and follow the links. There are all sorts of wonderful online courses that you can do. And of course, you can also listen to every episode of The Dream Show. That's all 199 episodes, which you can find at janetheresa.com. And you can always hear the last 10 on iTunes as well. You can also find me on social media, particularly on Facebook and Instagram. Enough from me. Here we go on with Anna's dream. Welcome to the Dream Show, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
And how are you this morning?
Yeah, I'm fine. Yes, very much. And you?
I'm really well, thank you. I've had a bit of a throat coming and going, so I'm not sure how powerful or not my voice is going to be today. But you're sounding lovely and sharp and fine, and all the way from Norway. You're in Norway. We're in Australia today.
Yes. Yeah. Isn't that amazing? Yeah, it's a grey November day here.
A grey November day. Wow. And Norway's a beautiful country, though.
Yeah.
So over to you. As usual, I have no idea what dream you're going to bring. All I know is that you've said that it's a very exciting one. So I'm sitting here, I'm excited. What's your dream, Anna?
Yeah. Well, the first part, I don't remember so well. I was with a group. We were in a room. We collected things and we cooked some food. And we were going to travel. That's all I know. But then I was somewhere else. I was walking alone up a street, and there were sales stands along the street, and there was a businessman coming to one of the stands, and he placed on the ground some big blocks, kind of looking like building blocks, made of boiled egg yolks. And he made a comment that some people boil their eggs too long, and now he probably was going to show them and to make no doubt about egg yolks. And these building blocks of egg yolks, he placed them in a row on the street. And then I was somewhere else, and there was an old man, probably a baker, who showed me a building which he had baked and built. So it was a gingerbread house cathedral. And the old man was eager to impress me and also eager to show me around. And then I was somewhere else. I was walking in a foreign town in a foreign country. And there were very narrow streets, just small paths between the houses. And a young man came to me and showed me a gingerbread house that he had baked. Well, this was like a small scale house. And the glazing was not yet dry, so it was very fresh. It was obvious that it was an assignment given to him by the old man. And he wanted to give this gingerbread house to me. And it was obvious that it was the old man who wanted him to give it to me. And I asked him about the old man. Did the old man work at the same place that I worked? I asked, and who is the old man? The young man got very disturbed or terrified over the fact that I was standing so close to him and talking so personal. So he stepped back like 3 or 4 meters. This was the decent way in his country, he said. It was uncomfortable for me to shout to him like everybody could hear what I said. And also, I had no space in my house for any more things, so I didn't really want to take his gingerbread house with me home. I walked a little in the narrow streets with the gingerbread house in a kind of trolley. I walked around a corner to avoid some steps, but I came to the steps anyway. I told the young man that he should have a little shopfront room where he could display his gingerbread houses and sell them to the tourists. Then I asked him what country this was. I asked, is this Kurdistan or is it Turkey? And he answered yes to both of them. Then I was back in the street in the beginning of the dream, the uphill street where the sale stands were. The building blocks made of egg yolks was still there.
Mm-hmm.
And when I passed them, then I was thinking how many eggs was needed to make this, all these. And I thought that must be enormous. And because the row of egg yolk building blocks were like 3 to 4 meters long, and each block were about sort of 25 by 25 centimeters. And also there was a short row behind it. So that's where the dream stopped.
Whoa, what a beautiful dream. I'm feeling hungry.
Yeah.
I love it. And it jumped out to me there that you mentioned 3 to 4 twice, that he stepped back 3 to 4 meters. Yeah. Yes, you noticed.
And
So we'll have to definitely come to those numbers, because I know that you've listened to quite a few episodes of The Dream Show, and anyone listening in that's listened to more than a few will know that these numbers pop out of dreams and are always significant in some way. Lots of cooking and sad. And I love the kind of loop in the dream too. It's really unusual that your dream ends where it began, but with slightly different questions, and with you looking and thinking, what's happening here? And so so the dream has moved you on, and yet it's come back to the beginning, which is something I rarely see. So I'm really quite intrigued.
I have experienced that several times.
Very interesting. I love this. Okay, so you start in the street, and of course there's a reference to sales all the way through, and you don't meet any women. They're all men in your dream. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right.
So if we take the approach that everyone and everything in a dream represents something about the dreamer, by meeting these men in the dream, or at least the old man and the boy, were looking at some kind of male aspect of yourself. So everybody has a female aspect and a male aspect, you know, your yin or your yang. Often we will explore and discover, Anna, but obviously the male part is often how you deal with the world out there, or your left brain, or your approach to the world out there, or maybe even your approach to sales and business. So it looks like we're kind of looking at maybe at that kind of aspect and about what you're building and what you're selling in a sense. But then it's got that beautiful sort of female aspect of it, hasn't it, with the gingerbread and the houses and the creation and the reference to eggs too, which is not only, you know, the hen's eggs that or whatever bird's eggs you were, but eggs is a female, you know, eggs and sperm, that kind of eggs or the female. So although up front it seems to be very masculine, it's got lots of feminine or female energies in the dream, which I really love. What's your feeling about gingerbread? Do you love it, not love it?
I had never made any gingerbread house like for Christmas until it was 10 years ago. I thought I have to do that. And I made my own design, not the traditional thing. And I was sort of thinking I was going to make that every year, like a new design. I'm an architect by education, though I don't work as an architect. But I'd only did twice. I don't do much gingerbread houses, but
Right, so that refers, the gingerbread does refer back to 10 years ago in a sense, probably then when you first made your own design gingerbread house. I forgot to ask you, how long ago was this dream?
Oh, this was 7 days ago.
7 days ago. So as we explore the dream, we're looking at what was happening for you in the day or two before the dream. The dream is processing that, which we'll put together as we go. But whatever was happening to you in that day or two before the dream will refer to the past and to the future as well. But it will be about what you were processing that on that particular 1 to 2 days. So there's some aspect there where you were reflecting on 10 years ago or what happened for you 10 years ago, apart from making the actual gingerbread house, what else was happening for you has been coming up for reconsideration or is blocking you or is coming up in a good way?
Yeah. Well, I do have a building project up in a valley somewhere, which sort of stopped 10 years ago. Okay. I don't know if it was exactly 10 years ago, but it's totally stopped.
It's totally so stuck. Okay. How long has it been stuck for?
Oh, for these 10 years. I don't know.
Oh, for the whole 10 years.
Yeah, it has just been sitting there.
So sweetly, gingerbreadly sitting there waiting for someone to come along and pluck it up. Oh, well, that may certainly be one level of interpretation of the dream. I imagine that and have a good feeling that we'll be looking at this dream on many different levels, you know, physical, emotional, spiritual. But I think we've definitely identified one there. Well done. So this dream is most probably looking at something which began 10 years ago for you, which has become stuck, which is not only the building in the valley that you've described, but what underlies that, you know, what else is happening within you that caused that building to become stuck? What else has become stuck with you that has recently come up just over a week ago and is getting processed in this dream? So that's one avenue we're going to be going down. But I just want to start at the beginning of the dream, first of all, and look at those eggs. Eggs, do you love eggs, not like eggs, particularly the egg yolks that you kept mentioning?
Well, eggs, I like eggs. I prefer my eggs with a raw egg yolk, but no, but I eat an egg once a week or so. It's nothing, they don't mean something special to me.
He said in the dream that some people boil their eggs too long. Did you agree with him in the dream? Did you get that feeling of, I totally agree with you? Or were you just sort of listening in?
Well, as an eater of eggs, I would prefer them raw. So, yes. But when I wrote that down, I was thinking perhaps I'm trying to, understand too much of myself or something like that, processing things too much or something.
Hard boiling them, being in the pot too long, you mean? Cooking too long.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's interesting that, I think you're definitely going along the right lines here. It's interesting that you said the businessman had these big blocks, like a building with big blocks made out of hard-boiled egg yolks. So you're actually talking about blocks there. So although as an architect you will talk about blocks and block design and buildings as blocks, there's also that bringing up of the word blocks as in an obstacle to my thinking or a limitation to my feeling, a block that I've got. So on the one level, you're probably quite right. There's probably a block that you're overthinking, overboiling issues. Moving past the point of the raw egg yolk, which for you symbolizes something is totally ready to go, and nutritious and ready, but overdoing them, becoming too big.
Because the egg yolk is also very, very nutritious and rich on all kinds of nutrient, isn't it?
That's right, and when you think about it, as you said, you didn't remember much of what preceded this part of the dream, but it was about collecting and cooking and preparing to travel. So there was a feeling there of I want to prepare things to cook for people, to nurture, to nourish. And yet, so the very next thing is, oh, but there's a block about nourishing here, because the egg yolk is nutritious, but it's more nutritious, more digestible raw. It's overcooked. Something's been going on for too long. It's become hard-boiled. So we go from there. So we then go to the old man. How old was he, do you think?
Oh, just like retired. Not very, very old, but
So not so much old and wise, more kind of retired.
Yeah.
Hmm. And yet he was he then a retired baker?
It was not so clear what if he was a baker or not, but he had made this building, so I sort of assumed he was a baker.
When you think about that gingerbread house come cathedral that he'd built, do you think it would have been edible?
In the dream, it was not so. It was not an issue, really. It was more the fact that he had made it himself, that it was like he had made it in his kitchen and put it up.
Yes.
And
he was really pleased with it, was he?
Yeah.
And did
because he was very eager to show it to me and to impress me.
And did it impress you?
Well,
no. Yes.
I don't know. Because I couldn't remember how it looked very clearly.
Mm.
Often I do, especially when it's buildings. I have, after a dream, I can sort of clearly remember. But I just remember it being a cathedral. It was not so. So perhaps it didn't impress me so much.
Mm. A cathedral is an enormous building for an architect to consider building.
Yes.
I mean, they normally take hundreds of years and lifetimes, don't they?
Yeah, yes, they do.
It's that sense. And he was a baker.
Yeah.
So he hadn't boiled the eggs. He wasn't a boiler. He was a baker. We've kind of moved to a different kind of way of cooking here.
Yeah, it is a different way.
Mm. What do cathedrals mean to you?
Oh, well, they are impressive, mostly. Mm. I have, traveled a lot in Europe and seen a lot of them.
Mm.
But they are always very impressive, especially the big ones, the old ones that it took centuries to build. Mm. Yeah.
So there's an interesting contrast already, isn't there, between this idea of a cathedral which takes centuries to build, and then yeah. the kind of opposite of that, which is an egg which needs no cooking, ideally, is beautiful raw, and yet the question of some people boil them for too long. So there's a sense of how long do you keep a project going? Is something ready at the very beginning?
Yeah.
Can it get overboiled, or does it in fact take centuries to build? There's a kind of tension or a dynamic or a question going here. And I guess also when we're looking at our careers and our, you know, you're an architect as well. With any professional career, there's always that question, isn't there? When am I ready? Am I ready as a new fresh graduate, like a raw egg, you know, fresh with wonderful ideas, fresh from teaching, totally up to date? Or am I only ready when I have become a total master and done my 10,000 hours of practice and skills? Or is it somewhere in between? So there's kind of, for me, there's that feeling in the dream of when is a thing ready?
Yeah. I was also thinking about the egg yolks, a fresh egg, as you say, directly from the school. I mean, you can't build with that because it's floating. But only after it's boiled, it can be put up as a structure.
That's exactly right, isn't it? So we're on theme. There's that feeling that something has to be done, some kind of experience has to be cooked and nurtured. But then the question is, but for how long? Some people boil their eggs too long. And then the question of, well, what do you want to do? If you want to build a cathedral, then that is a lot of cooking. That is maybe centuries. So there's that kind of question going along in the background there. So let's just move on with the dream at this kind of level before we go back through it, because I think we're on the right track. Because simply then we go from the older man who you also saw as retired. So there's then that feeling again of the very word retired has a connotation of, well, he has had a profession because now he's retired. So we're still looking at the idea of what is it to have a profession? And then we go to the younger boy who, the more you engage with him in the dream, seems to be more like an apprentice of the older man, doesn't he? So he's almost like the student, he's being trained, he's a part of yourself which is now, well, where am I in this process? You know, there's a part of Anna which is the raw egg that you can remember back to beginning being. There's a part of Anna which has learned how to build with boiled eggs. There's a part of Anna that questions whether she's hard boiling, cooking her projects too long, overthinking. There's a part of Anna who is exquisitely professional and a master builder, a master baker that is capable of building a cathedral, because she's there in the dream in the form of the master retired baker. There's a sense in which you are retired because you're not working as an architect at the moment.
No.
So there's a sense that you've kind of retired a bit, but maybe not. And then there's this other aspect of yourself, which is a larger part of the dream revolves around, which is the younger man, the part of yourself that is still the apprentice, that is still building, but it's not building cathedrals, it's building smaller houses. And this is where a lot of the conversation in the dream begins. So I feel this is where you've kind of centered the questions in the dream. And he's building houses, or are building houses in narrow streets between houses. Small scale houses. Were they houses that were still big enough for people to live in, or were they more like model houses?
What he built was like a model, yeah.
A model.
Like normal gingerbread house, yeah.
Right, okay. So there's a sense there of, I'm not actually building full scale things or houses or buildings in this dream. I'm not looking at my ability to do that. I'm looking at modeling, I'm looking at design, I'm looking at what I can do and what I can create. And yet the glazing was not dry, so this is something very fresh. So at the time of the dream a week ago, it's almost like I have been rethinking and remodeling or reconsidering, and the glazing is not yet dry, and I don't know whether it will be. But this is where I'm questioning, how much training do I need? How much experience do I need? Am I overcooking, undercooking? almost as if you've got something almost right at the stage, but you're questioning yourself.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. That is, yeah, very much what I'm interested in at the time. I'm actually very interested in like tiny houses and want to do some design of that sort, or to build one and test some ideas in full scale.
Excellent. So. Excellent. So it's quite a contrast to a cathedral buildings.
Oh, absolutely, yes, yes.
So tiny houses, so there's that feeling of, yeah, experimenting with tiny houses and designing them and modelling them, which is so spot on for where we're at in the world today, which is wonderful.
Mm.
And so there's a sense there, I guess, you know, you said you first started building, there's that building that was stuck from 10 years ago. How long ago did you, if you don't mind sharing, did you graduate as an architect?
That is 30 years ago.
30 years ago. So the concept of tiny houses wasn't around then, was it?
No.
No.
And I worked only 3 years after graduation. Right. And then I've done other things since then.
Okay. So this is really looking, you're now thinking of picking up this career after 27 years.
Yes.
And you're coming in at a whole different angle, something which didn't even exist back then, which is the concept of the tiny house.
Yes.
Yeah. So modelling that and designing that is actually really exciting because it's completely new, as opposed to maybe the cathedrals, which have been around, designing cathedrals has been around for 2,000 years?
Yes.
1,500 years? Uh-huh. Yeah, 1,500 years maybe. So this is a completely different shift. So the young boy wanted to give you this model small scale house, and it was because the old man wanted to do this. So there's a sense there of the older architect within you, the part of yourself that has been retired for 27 years, is in this dream giving yourself as a gift. This is it. This is a tiny house. Will you accept this?
Uh-huh.
Will you take this project? And you're not sure in the dream, are you? Well, I don't know about that.
Yeah.
And he was terrified because you were standing too close to him, up too close and personal.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What springs to mind to me straight away is in a tiny house, people can be up close and personal sharing a space in a tiny house.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Yeah. You're very up close and personal with yourself if you live in a tiny house. You can't get away from yourself.
Yeah.
So I don't think that's on the right track, but I just had to get that out of my mouth because it was occurring to me.
Yeah.
But it may also be that this idea of you getting back into architecture and designing tiny houses might feel to you a little bit up close and personal. It's like, oh, I really want to do this, but this is going to really make me feel quite uncomfortable because it's getting up very close with some personal issues that I've got.
Mm.
Which we'll explore in the dream, but which may reach back to why you're stuck with a house of 10 years ago and to why you dropped architecture after only 3 years. So it's like, if unconsciously you're probably right there, I want to do this, I want to design tiny houses, I'm really into this. But of course, what our dreams so beautifully do for us is explore the unconscious side, and it's those unconscious blocks that can really sabotage our best plans and get in our ways. So in this dream, it's like, oh, I'm feeling really uncomfortable here because I've got to get up close and personal with these blocks from a very long time ago that I'm going to have to shift if I'm going to really flow with this new egg beginning project with the tiny houses. So the terror that he feels is possibly your own terror there, is what I'm saying, Anna.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
And you respect that in the dream, and you step back 3 to 4 meters, and he says it's because it's decent in his country. Now, you later asked him, and he thought he applied positively to Kurdistan or Turkey. But what are those countries that you have any particular association with?
I have been in Turkey. Turkey is also food, so there's a lot, since there's so much food in this dream.
Ah, yes.
But, Other than that, I do have some colleagues who is Kurds.
Are those colleagues architectural colleagues or another area of your life?
I have a part-time job now as a bus driver.
All right. So they're your colleagues in your bus driving job?
Yeah. But Kurdistan is not a country.
No.
Some of them live in Turkey, some in Iran and Iraq.
Mm.
But Kurds are, I was thinking, Kurds are sort of people who doesn't have a home country. They identify themselves with. I wonder if there's something of that.
Mm.
Not being at home, not having like, I'm here, I live in Norway and I'm here, I'm part of the culture, this is my home country. They don't have that sense, perhaps.
That's right. And you particularly said when you met the younger apprentice who was building the tiny houses, you particularly said you were working in a foreign town or a foreign country at that point, so you were in that foreign, and you know, as you described that dream, I was thinking to myself, as you probably were too, it didn't seem so much about the foreign country at that stage. It seemed more about, this is foreign territory to me. This is something different. Oh, yeah. This is something I'm not accustomed to. So to follow on with what you're saying, which is the idea that the Kurds do not have a home that they identify with, it's that sense of, I, Anna, when thinking about building tiny houses, I feel like I'm on foreign territory. I'm not completely on home ground here. I'm not sure how I identify with this.
How would I
graduated as an architect 30 years ago when tiny houses weren't the thing. How do I identify with this? How do I find a home base for myself? How do I even perhaps maybe move from part-time bus driving to this new home space where I'm not sure that I can identify as a home space? Where do I belong here? Where do I belong? But that's the point where you step back 3 to 4 meters. And I'm just going to go with a gut feel here of 3 to 4 years. What was happening for you? Was there something different happening for you 3 to 4 years ago?
Well, like 5 to 6 years ago, I got depressed. 5 years ago, I think it was. And I struggled for some time until I sort of realized that I have to do something about it. I can't fix it myself. And 3 to 4 years, three and three quarters of a year ago, I started therapy, which I have finished now. Perhaps that could be
excellent. So that makes total sense of the, he said in the dream, I'm terrified because you're up close and personal, and as we said, there was, because he represents a part of you, there's a part of you in this dream of, I'm on the verge of designing tiny houses, but I'm terrified, this is really up close and personal with a block I've got in my unconscious mind, there's something I've got to shift. I'll step back 3 to 4 meters to feel more comfortable, is I'm going back as to when I began my therapy 3 3/4 years ago. I'll feel more comfortable if I can step back and maybe use the same kind of tools and techniques or processes that I learned in my therapy at these blocks here that are coming up in the dream. So it's you know, you entered therapy for the depression and you've come through it, and obviously from what you're saying, you've come through it brilliantly. And then as a normal human being with or without the depression, the same as everybody else, we go through life, and then every now and then we go, oh, because we actually want to evolve in some area of our life, we encounter the blocks that are holding us back. We encounter the limitations that are stopping us from growing to the next point. But because you have received the amazing gift of therapy and seen the benefits of it and learned the tools and techniques of that, in the dream it's almost as if you're saying, this is only terror. This is only blocks. I can do this. I know what to do. It's like going through therapy. I know that there's light on the other side of the tunnel. So to me, Anna, it's a really positive sign. It's okay. Whenever I feel terror or fear, I just step back, go through the similar kind of processes that I went through in my therapy, because I know they're the ones that will carry me through to where I need to be, to this new sense of home.
Yeah, that's great.
Which is really wonderful. How long ago did you say you're finished now? When did you when did you finish the therapy? When did you get to that point and think, okay, that's great. Now
it's like, 6 weeks ago or something. 6-7 weeks.
Beautiful, perfect. Six or 7 weeks. Congratulations. Well done.
Thank you. Yeah, it was like a very sudden experience. I woke up one morning and I felt this sort of little filter that was left between me and myself, or me and the world, was gone. Oh, I'm myself again now. Oh. It was very, I didn't expect that in a million years, that it should, something very sudden should happen like that. But since that, I have been full of energy in a totally different way.
Oh, that is absolutely beautiful. That resonates with the idea of the eggs again, then, doesn't it? Of there's something new beginning, the egg, the beginning of something.
Yeah.
And maybe to the continual reference to the egg yolks, which are yellow, almost to me, yellow of the sunshine. You know, you said you woke up and you felt completely different. It's like, I'm waking up, the yellow sun is in the sky, or the yellow of full consciousness.
Yeah, that's a beautiful picture. Mm. Yeah.
And I love therefore the energy that you've got, that some part of yourself has said, it's only 6 weeks, but I am ready now to face the next blocks.
And
I'm going with this. I'm so ready. That's beautiful. Let's so it's quite interesting then, in that light as well, that you then go into this conversation about what is foreign, what is home, where is my sense of home, because you've come out of this long, the period five to six years ago of the depression, gone through the therapy and obviously the amazing changes that you've gone through in that time, and come out the other end, still Anna, of course, but in a sense a new person, or perhaps in fact having rediscovered who you've been all along, but in a sense stepping into the light in a new way. And then there's that question, isn't there, of, so where is home for me now, on a physical level, but also on an emotional, on a spiritual level? Have you been feeling that sense of where is home for me now?
I don't know exactly how to answer that question. It was a little broad.
Do you feel a sense of, I have emerged in these last 6 weeks as a, you know, that I feel completely different. I have all this energy. Where do I stand now? Where do I put myself? Where do I base my home?
Yeah, well, I have started to renovate my house, to clean up things and tidy it up. Changed my room totally, and it's just the start of use this new whatever it is energy, I'm studying things that has to do with architecture. So I haven't really done much, but I'm working on my house.
You've done a huge amount for 6 weeks. It's only 6 weeks. It's brilliant. So that makes a lot of sense then, in the dream when the young man gave you the tiny gingerbread house and you said, but I've got no space in my house for this at the moment. So you are actually, as you've described, going through a process of creating space in your house. Yeah. So there's a sense in the dream of, yes, I am in the process of creating space. What do I want to put in the space that I'm creating? Have I got room for this tiny house development and everything that it implies?
Yeah. So,
and for the moment, you put it in the trolley. What does a trolley mean for you?
Well, it was sort of like a basket with some wheels on it. What it means to me? Mm. Well, that is to have lots of stuff in it. very good with things you can put stuff in into.
Great. So a trolley is a thing they're putting lots of stuff into, and then on the kind of opposite side of that, you're clearing your house, and you're saying, in the dream, you're saying, I don't know if I've got space for this. So there's a question of, I actually want to bring in lots of stuff, but I'm still clearing the space for it. I've got the trolley, I've got the means to decide what I want to bring in, and I'm sort of making decisions and choices about that at the moment. And in the dream, you think, I'll just go around the corner to avoid the steps. But no, you get to the steps. How did you feel when you got to the steps in the dream?
And just like, oh, there they are again. So I just have to deal with it.
Anyway. Okay. So that's lovely. So it's almost, again, the sense in the dream of when you stepped back the 3 or 4 meters from the terrified man, this is meeting the steps again, as you say, oh, here we are again, but I've just got to deal with it. So again, I know the steps to deal with obstacles in my life, or to deal with things when they don't appear to be quite right. Which is really lovely, and it brings you back to the beginning of the dream, which to me, I keep having this feeling, and I guess because you said that often in your dreams you arrive back at the beginning, the feeling I get from this is when you go through therapy like you did for the depression, we come out of therapy in one sense a new person, because we've let go of blocks and limitations and feelings and heaviness and all sorts of other things. So in some sense, we grow into a new person. But in another sense, we do that by reconnecting with aspects of ourselves that we've lost, don't we?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. So you're absolutely there shows that you've really experienced that. So it's almost that sense of coming back to the beginning of the dream. It's like coming back to myself, or coming back to an earlier stage in my life, but being there in a different way. Because of
and also sort of at the last part here, I'm sort of analyzing these blocks more, because I'm starting to think, how many eggs do I need to make these?
Yes.
So it's more like an analytic view on the thing where I started.
Yes, because you've been through and shifted all the emotional blocks, and you're now looking at it analytically, you mean?
Yes,
and seeing not only where you started, but which parts of myself do I want to keep, which do I want to let go, how many eggs do I really need? And it's 3 to 4 meters long, so we've worked out the 3 to 4 meters too. So in a sense, it's also saying, you know, during that 3 to 4 years of therapy, this wall of egg yolks has been built from that therapy. You know, that this thing that you have built and that you're being analytical about is looking back over that, analytical analysis of therapy as well, looking back on that analysis and looking back on that therapy and saying, oh, what have I built? I've built this wall of egg yolks. Where do I go from now? But you also mentioned another number there, didn't you? I think you said they were in 25 centimeter blocks.
Yeah.
Have you played with that number yet, 25? Have you had a think about that?
No.
So let's say 25 centimeter blocks. You particularly used the word blocks. So let's try the first one, which is 25 years ago. So you graduated 30 years ago. You worked as an architect for 3 years. Well, that takes us to 27 years ago.
I graduated in... I don't remember that. I don't know if it was exactly 30 years.
So if we go back 25 years, if we explore that one, it's round about when you stopped working as an architect.
Perhaps it is.
If not, because you don't connect, let's try the other one. What happened when you were 25 years old?
25. Well, I started studying architect when I was 23, I think. Yeah.
Right.
And it took 6 years.
6 years. Any particular memory of anything 2 years in when you were 25 that was a bit of a block?
Block. Mm.
Do you remember what you particularly studied 2 years in when you were 25? Which aspect of architecture?
No, but I traveled a lot during those years. I know. I studied abroad. I was some periods in Italy and in USA. But yeah, so it was a very rootless period of my life.
The homeless feeling again.
Yeah, exactly.
The Kurds feeling. So there may or may not be, and you may think about it later, there may be something there about when you were 25, and although you were loving studying architecture and enjoying traveling, there may have been a block around about when you were 25, and with that feeling of being rootless or homeless that has somehow come up for you again, or that you're looking at analytically at the end of the dream. Oh, why are these in 25 centimeter blocks? Is it because of a block that I had when I was 25, or are we looking at 25 years ago or around then when, for whatever reason, I stopped doing architecture? What blocked you? What stopped you from doing architecture?
Well, there was recession. So I lost the job I had, and I was unemployed for some time. It was very difficult to get jobs as an architect at that time. But then little by little, I started to do other things, and I never made it back, which is not a big regret. But of course, I also feel that I lost out on something that I had sort of pictured for myself.
Yes.
But I've done a lot of other things. And also, I have done things on my own. I can't picture myself being in an office all these years. So, yeah.
So the end result has actually been fantastic.
Yeah, perhaps, yeah.
Or it's on its way to being fantastic. And maybe that's what you're looking at now, you know, the analytically looking at the egg yolk building and the 25-centimeter block could also be about, well, you know, I used to think that as an architect that you had to have a job and be employed. And in fact, back then when there was the recession and I lost my job, maybe I had a block then. Maybe I didn't realize then that I could actually have worked for myself in architecture, even though there was a recession. I mean, I don't know whether you could have. I'm just saying that your unconscious mind could be coming up, representing that block of you don't actually, you know, to be an architect, you don't have to work for anybody else. You can work for yourself.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah.
Overthinking. What in our discussion so far, what's sort of stood out to you from where we've explored the dream today, Anna?
Yeah, everything you say about blocks was interesting.
If you think about how you feel about the tiny houses that you've just been thinking about and beginning to design again, now that we've had this sort of talk about your dream, how are you feeling about that idea now?
Oh, I'm inspired about that, yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I need to think about it before I can say.
If I ask you a question and say, if you were to move ahead and begin to design and build or whatever tiny houses, what would be your home for that? In other words, would your home be a business? Would it be a website? Would it be, is there a sense of where is my home, where do I put my feet to do this?
To do this, I have been sort of picturing myself actually doing the building, the construction and all that. But I have been very sort of doubting that is that what I enjoy most doing, or should I do something else? Because I always have some building projects which I do, I feel, you know, in a when you build something, there's such a mess around it. And I feel that I'm always in this mess. I don't get the enjoyment of having it, you know, nice around myself. So I feel a little homeless in that kind of work. Mm.
I think we're going right down the right track here. But as a side question, I have to ask you then about, you said there's been 10 years ago, there was a building project which has become stuck. Why has that become stuck?
There was an incident that sort of stopped it. But I don't know, there must have been a lot more underneath that. But I ordered some stone and two trucks came and dropped the stone, big stones, at the wrong place.
Oh.
And what do you do when two truckloads of stone is at the wrong place? Then I left. I totally gave up, and I haven't worked on that project since. Right. I have moved the stone, or little by little, and had people helping me, and also they came and pushed some of it the right place, but there was like the whole project just broke for me, and but I feel so bad conscience about that project, and now I'm thinking I'm building up more courage to go up and finish it at some point.
Yeah, it sounds like it. So that resonates again with that feeling of where is the home base, isn't it? Because you've got the building in one place and you had the stones in another. What happened when that did happen was almost like, was that a reflection of what was happening for you? Were you split in what do I want to do? Do I really want to build this, or are these stones being delivered in a different place? You know, the universe kind of mirroring what's going on for you. So there's a feeling there of, as I listen to you, I'm hearing you saying that you have felt that you've had a passion for actually building, doing the physical building yourself, and yet you're questioning, do I actually want to do the building, because that's depriving me of a place of home, it's depriving me of space, whereas what I'm really enjoying doing is just designing the building and handing it over to someone else to build?
That is so much easier, but also so much harder, because it's such a big machinery that needs to work. Mm. And I feel so little, how to go about that. That I don't know.
So that reflects beautifully back with this idea of the stuck house from 10 years ago, doesn't it? It's like, how can I even physically pick up all those stones that have been dropped in the wrong place? It's too big for me. It's too hard. Yeah. So it's almost like that feeling is coming up again, that stuck feeling, but it's in a different way this time. We could all tell by listening to your laugh of release there, yes, that is exactly what I want to do. I don't want to build the house. I want to come up with the ideas and have other people build them. That would be so easy. But how do I get over the bit that I feel is hard? And that may be part of the overanalyzing the hard-boiled egg bit as well. Because there's a real feeling earlier on the dream of the wiser part of yourself, or the retired part of yourself, wanting to give you these tiny houses to take and do something with as a design. So, my feeling is that although you're at the beginning of the dream and you're reconsidering, you've come back to the beginning to see everything in a whole new way, I guess the challenge is, how can you see in a whole new way? You're perceiving that there are blocks. You're thinking it will be too hard for me to sell my designs for other people to build, or to work out working relationships in those ways. Mm-hmm. But maybe it's not so hard. Maybe it is just stepping back 3 to 4 meters. Not entering a whole therapy again, but it is just looking at what I think are big blocks and realizing that one morning I can wake up and go, hey, there aren't any blocks there. They've just disappeared. I suddenly know how to do this. I know how to enjoy being an architect and design tiny houses and not have to build them myself, to be able to do this without being homeless myself.
Yeah.
Would you like that to be the case?
Yeah. If it is an architect I'm supposed to be, yes.
I know, and yeah, you have the doubts going here as you've described. But as we hear you talking about design, we hear you feeling very excited about this. What you have here to play with are all the elements for dream alchemy. So just for people listening in, to clarify this for people listening in before we do it.
Yeah.
When you have a dream, it symbolically and dynamically reveals aspects of your mindset, particularly your unconscious mindset, and it reveals blocks that you've got. So Anna, in your particular case, one of the blocks here that it may have brought up is the block that how can I enjoy being a design architect, because surely I have to build the building as well, or it's going to be too hard to get other people to do the building. That's the block you've got, or apparently got here. So then the idea with dream alchemy is you play with the symbols in your dream to talk to your unconscious mind to release those blocks, to reprogram your mind, to transform the unconscious blocks, to let them go so that they are gone. So it's the same as you waking up in the morning as you did 6 weeks ago and going, oh, I'm so surprised. I didn't expect that to be so simple. Everything has shifted and everything has changed. That's what dream alchemy does. So that... For example, one of the things we could do with your dreams is look at that hard-boiled egg wall at the end. And as you look at it, transform it into a basket of beautiful raw eggs, which are like, these are the beginnings. These are the ideas I've got for tiny houses. I'm not going to overboil them. I'm not going to put a lot of hard thinking. I'm not even going to think it's too hard. I'm not even going to build with these eggs. I'm going to give these beautiful, soft, raw eggs to people who are going to enjoy eating them and are going to draw on that energy to take my designs and build beautiful houses with them. You know, that's one thing that we could do. And what it's doing, although it sounds really silly, is it's talking to the unconscious part of your mind, which sees what should be beautiful, fresh egg, new ideas that you would like to be involved in, is seeing them as hard-boiled, overboiled, too hard, difficult brick walls. So, you know, we play with the design if that's what you want to do.
Yeah, that sounds good.
So it's really playing with those ideas. One, let me just have a really good think here. Another thing you could do, which could be a bit of fun, and it's not to build a real house. This is dream alchemy. It would be to sit down and design a tiny house that is egg-shaped. So the idea is not actually, well, you might actually start a whole new world trend in egg-shaped tiny houses, but that's not the purpose of it. The purpose is to feel that you can design tiny houses that are a whole new brand idea and that can be as soft and lovely and feeling as a raw egg and as nourishing to you to play with this, that don't have to be overthought, that don't have to be built into great big egg yolk brick walls. They're just beautiful as they are, and that other people will enjoy these as gifts to build into bigger houses. What I'm doing is not being left-brained about this, about trying to give your doubting mind a lovely, soft, raw egg, nutritious kind of creative kind of feeling to just play with, and to play with using the design skills that you have and the interests that you've got, which is tiny houses. And so in that lovely, playful environment, to actually be talking to your unconscious mind about, what do you mean about overcooking ideas? What do you mean about big 25 centimeter blocks? What do you mean about 2 to 3 meters? Well, why can't we just play with this lovely, soft idea and have something beautiful and creative, which I really enjoy doing, and then I pass it on to someone else to do the building. It's getting rid of the blocks. But because you are an architect, it's giving you it to you as a dream alchemy art project to do. It doesn't have to take a million years. It doesn't have to take centuries to build a cathedral. It doesn't have to take a week. It can take a couple of days of doodling to create a design for egg-shaped tiny houses. And and while you're doing it, to say to yourself, I'm surrendering any ideas about any of this making sense. I'm surrendering any ideas about creating a tiny house to sell other people. What I'm doing is totally immersing and enjoying this idea of being a raw egg, brand new, tiny house architect designer. And the more I immerse myself in these feelings, this wonderful excitement and nurturing feelings of doing this, somewhere in my unconscious mind, the blocks and the doubts that I've got are going to dissolve and disappear. And suddenly I'm going to wake up in the morning and just like that, I'm going to know how I can sell my designs or work with other people so that I don't actually have to do the buildings and I have a home space. Does that make sense?
Just trust
that exercise that I'm giving you to take a couple of days out and just do it, even thinking of it as just this is an art project, not even an architecture project. But it's a way of immersing yourself in your dream symbols, and the more you enjoy doing it, and the more in fact that you think this is really silly, the more you allow yourself to be excited and playful with it, the more it's actually, because of the conversation we've had today, the more it's actually reprogramming your unconscious mind to find your way around the doubts and the blocks you've got and find a way to do this thing in a way that is nurturing for you.
Yeah.
So just play.
Yeah. That I can do anytime.
Yeah. And play is always good. And that's the magic of dream alchemy. And I'd really like to suggest that, and just in the same way that you woke up that morning 6 weeks ago and thought, I'm so surprised, I didn't know it was going to be as simple as this. That is how dream alchemy works, because we're working with the symbols from our dreams and the symbols that represent blocks for us. We work at such a deep level. We can, after doing dream alchemy, we can suddenly find ourselves the next day or the next week suddenly responding to life in ways that totally amaze us, totally surprise us. I never thought I would do that. I never thought I would say that. I never thought that I would see that way around this project. I never thought that I saw those blocks dissolve, because that is the power of doing the dream alchemy. It literally rewires your brain. It literally transforms those blocks and opens you up to see new ways of moving forward. So do you think you can do that?
Yeah.
Good.
I do. That's a nice thing. I often make little sketches, which is not meant to be anything. It's just for play. And
fantastic. So stand by to be really surprised when you do this one and enjoy it.
And
let me know as time goes by, privately, what works for you, what comes out for you, and whether you would happy to share any of that that I can tell people in a future dream show. Oh, remember, Anna, this is what happened, or whether it's just for me to know. I always love to know what turns out. Do you have any other? We've got to wrap because we've been going for an hour. But do you have any other questions or thoughts or feelings about this dream before we do?
No, not really. I'm overwhelmed, so I need to think about the whole thing. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. It's been lovely having you on the show. Thank you so much, Anna.
Yeah, thank you.
I love that when we're working deeply with dreams, you know, sometimes the ahas and the answers come really quick. And sometimes, as was a little bit the case with Anna there, it takes a while to filter through everything that was said and done. And it can take a while to just put down the phone and then think, oh, yes, oh, this connects with that, that connects with that. And it's part of the beautiful process of dream work. I can't emphasize enough the importance of doing dream alchemy. Doing the understanding the dream is one thing. Working with dream alchemy is another that really creates that amazing wake up in the morning sense of, oh, suddenly the world seems fresh and different. Suddenly that block that I thought was there was gone. Suddenly that doubt has disappeared. Everything is different. That's the power of dream alchemy and what it delivers for you. If you'd like to be a guest on the dream show, simply go to my website at janetheresa.com. Go to the menu, go to podcasts, and the drop-down box from that you'll find, I forget what the exact words are, but it's something like be a guest on the dream show or contribute your dream, and the links will be easy to follow. That's also the place to go if you'd like to listen to all other episodes and if you'd like to do the online courses. Now, the next episode of the dream show, if you're listening to this in real time, will be episode 200. Really excited to get to episode 200. And it will be coming out on the 2nd of February 2018, which is also around about when my new book is published by Hachette. So, yeah, lots of excitement building from me. And I hope that you have enjoyed today's show. I hope that you're excited about all the things coming up as well, including your own dreams and the possibilities of working with your dreams and with dream alchemy to transform your own blocks and step into this lovely 2018 in a whole new, wonderful way. Thank you for listening to yet another episode of The Dream Show. Have a wonderful month, and I'll speak to you in February. I'm Jane Teresa Anderson.